Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by Bishop Gabriel Donko, who is an ordained minister of God with a mandate and passion for souls. And his experiences in prayer have brought him answers that others call coincidences. Because of this, he loves to pray because more coincidences occur. He grew up loving God, and he has never shied away from the testimony of how God picked him from a zero to be an end-time firebrand minister. Welcome.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you also. Our pleasure to have you. So let's talk today about the importance of family in Christianity.
Family is something that is dear to the heart of God. It is God that established a family. And the purpose of God establishing a family is to make us understand the system of how even heaven operates. Because the Bible says, in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, he asked them to be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. So he established the family. So the family is a unit that is established by God. It is something that he has used to give us protection. He uses that one to give us relationship. He uses that one to train us. He uses that one to pass on succession. Without the family line, we cannot have procreation. We cannot have continuity. So family is very important so far as the Christian or God is concerned. And he has established the family. When you read Genesis chapter 18, verse number 19, the Lord said, "For I know Abraham, for he will command his children and his household after him to go the way of the Lord." So God, at every point in time, has been working with the family. And the family is one way that God uses to pass on blessings to his people.
Okay, so let's look at obedience, because the Bible says, obey your mother and father, honor thy mother and father. Let's talk about that.
Obedience. You know, last Sunday I was teaching in church, and I was telling them that when you come to the laws, we have 613 laws, the Jewish law or the Torah, but Jesus tried to simplify them into two, and he said, the greatest of them is love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy strength and thy soul. And two, love your neighbor as yourself. But when you look at the laws that were given to Moses, out of them we call the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. The fourth one we talk about is the one that we are just referring to. Mm-hmm. Obey your parents, honor thy father and thy mother. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1, 2, 3. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise." So it comes with a promise. And what is the promise? Longevity, that you may live long and prosper on this land. Mm-hmm. Because there is something that God has given, because I said families are established by God, he has given what we call the blessing to the family line, and especially to the fathers. So if you look at the Bible, Abraham has to bless his son Isaac, and Isaac has to bless Jacob, the blessings that Esau missed. So that blessing is paternal. It passes through and it brings longevity. And as we obey our parents and we honor them, it gives us the opportunity to activate that covenant of longevity.
Okay, so share with us some words of inspiration for families today.
For families today, I believe that one of the things that the enemy hates is the family. Because when the family unit is destroyed, then he can attack the individual. The family is a covering. The family is a place of shelter. Mm-hmm. And so the devil will always attack the family. We live in days that we are experiencing the days of Cain and Abel, where families rise up against one another because of supporting one another to build up, we destroy one another. Sometimes we live in an age where instead of like Joseph in the Bible says when he had a dream, he told his family that this is what God wants me to do. But instead of helping him, they did not see that he was going to be the savior of the family. They wanted to kill him. So what I will say to you is that we don't choose our families. God gave them to us. For some of us, if we had the option, we would have opted for something else. But there are three things that happens to us. Some you have a choice. You have a choice as to who you will marry. Mm-hmm. You have a choice, but you don't have a choice as to where you'll be born or who will give birth to you. So the things that you don't have a choice, you must understand that God has given to you for a purpose. And on Sunday, as I was teaching, I said to them that what you don't have a choice with, you learn to live with it and make sure that you make the best out of it. And I believe that if we can cherish the family that God has given to us, whether the physical family that we have or the spiritual family that we become part of as Christians, when you become a child of God, the Bible says you are born into the family of God. You become part of the household of God. So whether it is spiritual or physical, it gives you an opportunity to relate to one another, to be a blessing to one another, to help one another to grow, and to keep one another together, so that together we can unearth our giftings and destiny for the generation ahead.
Okay, so Bishop Gabriel, if our audience wants to hear more preachings, more teachings from you, where can they come?
At the moment, we are in the Bronx, 638 East 169 Street, Boston Road. That is in New York, in the Bronx. But by the grace of God, God has given us the opportunity to come to Brooklyn. And just this month, I had a program in Brooklyn at the Washington. Mm-hmm. And we are looking forward to starting something in Brooklyn. But coming next Friday, not this one, the last Friday of this month, I always have the last Friday of the month for watch night service and midnight service. We start at 9 o'clock and closes at 12:30. And I will take this opportunity to invite you to join us and let us share the word of God. There will be prayer, deliverance, and as God leads us, we will come out with teachings that will inspire your spirit and give you hope for the future.
Okay, so this watch night service is something that you do the last Friday of every month?
Every last Friday of the month.
Of the month, okay.
Of the month. Every last Friday of the month, we do it. I used to do that when I was in Ghana. I was doing it almost every week. But here, when I came, I understood the system and I see the pressure But you still need prayer to move on.
Yes, you do.
So we have established that, and it's something everybody look forward to. And I hope if you can find yourself to 638 East 169 Street, God will meet you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Gabriel Donker of Alive Chapel International.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.